So your grocery store knows you're going to want strawberries before you do. And it's not a psychic. It's not even a particularly clever store manager. It's a neural network running in the background, quietly deciding how many flats of berries to order 3 days from now. And if it gets that call wrong by even a little, those strawberries are garbage by Thursday. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right. Story number one, and I want to start here because this is genuinely one of the most interesting AI deployment stories happening right now, and almost nobody outside of retail is talking about it. AI has quietly taken over the grocery store, not in a robot cashier, science fiction kind of way, in a boring, unglamorous, incredibly high stakes way that is actually making a real difference. We're talking about demand forecasting, shelf intelligence, fresh ordering, the stuff that determines whether your local store has ripe avocados on a Tuesday or a sad empty bin with a little paper sign. Here's the thing about grocery that most people don't appreciate. It is a brutally hard planning problem. You've got thousands of SKUs. Volatile demand that swings with weather, holidays, promotions, and the fact that a food influencer on TikTok just told everyone to make birria tacos. And then you've got perishables, which are essentially ticking clocks. Get the forecast wrong on strawberries, and you're not just out of stock or overstocked. You're throwing money directly into a dumpster. Enter a company called Afresh, founded by Matt Schwartz and Carter Spross. A fresh built AI specifically for fresh and perishable ordering, neural networks, probabilistic forecasting, multiple ordering horizons, the whole thing. And here's where it gets interesting. Albertsons, one of the biggest grocery chains in the country, is piloting Afresh's forecasting solution across 17 distribution centers. 17? That's not a test, that's a commitment. And honestly, I think this is one of the clearest examples of AI delivering actual measurable ROI that exists right now. Not vibes, not potential, fewer stockouts, less waste, better margins. The economics are just real. The takeaway from story one is this: fresh forecasting is the sharpest wedge AI has found in grocery because the cost of being wrong is immediate and visible. When AI gets it right, the savings show up on the P&L the same week. But here's the thing, while everyone was watching the forecasting story, something else was happening quietly on the other side of the same problem. Knowing what to order is only half the battle. The other half is, did anyone actually put it on the shelf? This is where shelf intelligence comes in, and it's a genuinely fascinating space. Retailers are now deploying aisle scanning robots that roll through stores, collecting shelf-level data, computer vision systems monitoring stock levels in real time, AI that can detect a gap on a shelf, figure out if it's a stocking issue or a forecast issue, and then tell a human what to do about it. That last part is key. A company called Upshop is building exactly this combination: forecasting plus execution workflow tools. So the AI doesn't just predict demand, it generates a task list for store associates, real-time alerts for prep, labeling, audits. It's basically turning the store floor into a managed queue of AI-generated priorities. And if you're thinking, wait, doesn't that kind of reduce the store associate to just following instructions from a computer? Yeah, it does. And that tension is real. There are legitimate conversations happening about worker surveillance, job redesign, whether AI shifts labor from judgment to compliance. The industry materials focus almost entirely on productivity benefits, which fair, but the labor question doesn't go away just because the ROI is good. Then there's Relex Solutions, founded by Mikko Karkkainen and his co-founders out of Europe, which is trying to be the platform that connects all of this. Forecasting, replenishment, promotions, inventory, execution, all in one planning loop. Their argument, and I think it's a smart one, is that accuracy alone is not enough. If your data isn't connected and operationalized, the forecast just sits there being correct while the shelves stay empty. The insight is right, the execution failed. That's a very specific kind of painful. RELEX is making the case that the winners in this space won't be point solutions, they'll be platforms. And honestly, I'm inclined to agree. Grocers don't want five different AI tools that don't talk to each other. They want one planning system that actually closes the loop. Quick hits before we go. Leafio AI is pushing agentic AI for promotional forecasting in grocery, including simulations of discount mechanics and what happens to your inventory after a promo ends, which, if you've ever seen a store get absolutely wrecked the week after a buy one, get one, you understand why that matters. Google's Cloud AI is quietly becoming infrastructure for retail forecasting and personalization, even if they're not making a lot of noise about it. And someone on Reddit, bless them, pointed out that the real AI story in grocery isn't the robots. It's the invisible software that decides what gets ordered, and they are not wrong. So here's the thread connecting all of today's stories. AI is finding its most durable commercial footholds, not in flashy consumer-facing products, but in the boring high-stakes operational problems that have always existed and have always been expensive to get wrong. Perishable forecasting, shelf execution, labor routing, these are not glamorous, but they are real. The ROI is measurable, the adoption is accelerating, and the companies solving these problems are building something that's very hard to rip out once it's embedded in how a retailer operates. The grocery store is becoming a machine, and the machine is getting smarter about your strawberries than you are. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.